What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, so we have another Daily Digest episode for all of you navigators today. As always, the AI news is coming almost faster than we can review it and keep up. Some of these stories were from the previous week or so, but the primary reason I am recording this is because today is the day that Meta and Mark Zuckerberg released the latest Llama model, Llama 3.1405B. And this is truly pretty mind-blowing, actually. We've talked about parameters before on the show, but that 405B means that this model would have 405 billion parameters, which would put it way out ahead and in the lead of the pack, which is astounding, especially since it's completely free and open source. According to some early benchmarks that have started to be released, if they are accurate, then apparently the new Llama model is beating out paid models like GPT-4o in certain benchmarks, like the human eval and MMMU, others that we touched on in a previous episode. So just a huge day for AI innovation, improvement, and accessibility. The AI world really, and I think I saw one tweet that made a really good point, that Zuckerberg has essentially given a multi-billion dollar product away for free, if it's definitely as powerful and innovative as it sounds like it might be. We've mentioned it before on the show, and it's pretty well accepted marketing practice right now, giving something away for free wins your brand a lot of sentiment and gets you a lot of traction. And this is the most powerful AI model available right now, and it's being offered for free. So definitely a power move as far as Zuckerberg and Meta goes. So definitely keep an eye out for an episode, maybe like coming tomorrow or in the next few days, testing out that model, doing some comparison. The other bit of news that I had to throw in here at the beginning of our Daily Digest is the fact that XAI, formerly Twitter, and NVIDIA and some other supporting companies coordinated by Elon Musk have officially just built essentially the most powerful supercomputer, supercluster of cutting edge GPU chips or processors, the NVIDIA H100 to be specific. And it sounds like they have put 100,000 of these H100s into the quote unquote most powerful supercluster being used to train AI in the world. Via Twitter, Musk stated that this would lead to, again, the most powerful model in all benchmarks and all rating metrics by December. And this will likely be Grok 3. Grok is the XAI model. So again, with the Meta announcement, with the Llama 405B and Elon announcing the supercluster, just a huge day for AI right off the bat. And we haven't even gotten to the news from the previous week or so that I was going to touch on for this episode originally. The first item is the latest from the Trump campaign about artificial intelligence and how the administration would handle it. We'll talk about also AI doing some training of other AI, and then we'll talk a little bit about Einstein, Salesforce Einstein, that is. So let's do it. Let's dive into the rest of the stories here. The first one, again, is from Washington Post. The headline says, Trump allies draft AI order. Trump allies draft AI order to launch quote-unquote Manhattan projects for defense, the goal being to make America first in AI. So really, this executive order starts with the concerns around national security and military technology and how AI is going to affect its development. But it also seeks to create a community or an infrastructure of agencies that specifically are tasked with monitoring the development of AI, and most importantly, to make sure that they are secure from foreign adversaries or foreign interference, as the article says. This all represents a pretty significant shift or difference from the Biden administration's much more strict and regulated plans for AI oversight. Now, obviously, this all has some downwind effects for us as marketers. Of course, there is going to be more innovation and more advancement in AI tools if there's less regulation, there's going to be more innovation and advancement in how we can use those tools in our marketing efforts. There also, of course, needs to be some form of regulation. What that correct amount is exactly, who knows, but marketers need to be prepared and need to continue staying up to date on the legal side of all of these AI tools, as clearly that is still an ambiguous gray area, which we've talked about a few times on the show as well. If there are any marketers listening who might work in government or for marketers or marketing agencies who have government contracts, it could stand to become a much bigger part of the government's infrastructure if an executive order reducing regulations were to be passed. AI technology could become a much bigger part of the government infrastructure. So be ready if you do work or marketing work for the government. The next little update is just a snippet that I thought was very interesting in the fact that OpenAI has published a post or an article back on the 17th of July about how they are basically improving the legibility or clarity of AI outputs or these AI responses to complex problems by essentially the paper says essentially that these high performing models will output some very technical answers to some of these very technical high level questions and problems. And the human evaluators are actually having difficulty understanding the outputs. OpenAI states that pretty obviously if these tools are truly meant to be helpful to the public and to everybody, and the clarity and ease of understanding in their outputs is going to be crucial if that's the case. And so they're working very hard on increasing that clarity. Essentially what they're doing is running a methodology or a practice called a prover-verifier game. Prover-verifier. Essentially, in this case, one AI agent acts as the prover and generates the AI output, and the other acts as a verifier. And the verifier would actually be like a weaker model, so they can start to optimize these weaker models to verify these outputs. And when that starts to be easier and these weaker models can verify these outputs more successfully and more accurately, then that means that it's likely going to be easier for humans to verify these outputs as well. They actually have an example here of how this process would look as it iterates. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen one moment. Okay, so we're looking at the article from openai.com now, and here is a math question or a word problem in math that is being run through this prover verifier process. The question is, Shauna's father is 5 times as old as Shauna. Shauna is currently 3 times as old as Aaliyah. If Aaliyah is 3 years old, how old is Shauna's father? And so initially, the model would spit out something like you're seeing here. It follows that Shauna is currently $3^2 = $9 years old. So it's come up with some formula here that then subsequently implies that Shauna's father is currently $9^CDOT^5 = $4.5 years old. So not very human legible results here. The answer is 45. So what they would do is they would put this output through a checkability training with these lower verifier models. And after round one of checkability training, the output became, first we need to determine the age of Aaliyah from the problem description. It says that Aaliyah is 3 years old. Then we need to determine the age of Shauna. From the problem description, we know that Shauna is currently 3 times as old as Aaliyah. So the age of Shauna is 3 × 3 = 9. And it gives us, again, some strange symbols here. And then it does the same type of process for Shauna's father. And then they do a couple more rounds of checkability training. And in the 5th round, we reach something much more simple, much more broken down and easy to understand. It says we start by calculating the age of Aaliyah. It says that Aaliyah is 3 years old. Then we need to calculate Shauna's current age. Shauna is currently 3 times as old as Aaliyah. Thus, Shauna's current age is 3 × 3 = 9. And it does, again, have some stranger signs for the math operations, but much more understandable, much more legible by a human. Okay, so that's kind of the example of how this works as far as the prover verifier game goes. OpenAI concludes the article by talking about how really this is an effort at its core to increase the trustworthiness of the results of these outputs and these AI models and the things that we're getting from these tools, which is another way we can tie this back into our day-to-day as marketers. We are still needing to verify all of these results. I've been using Gemini a lot because it has this awesome feature where you can click a little Google results verifier button, and basically it will highlight the areas in the output that have been verified with a link or a source behind it. So much more confident about those results in that case. Okay, for the last little bit of news in our daily digest today, we are talking Einstein. And if you don't know, Einstein is actually a Salesforce AI model. It's Salesforce's proprietary AI model or integration that they have built into their product. We may have to do an entire episode talking about Einstein. I'm sure we have plenty of Salesforce users or people who are familiar with it in the audience. I'm a HubSpot guy. Go HubSpot. Anyway, they have introduced a new agent or a service agent to that platform. And this is exciting because it's one of the first instances of a practical agent versus just like a co-pilot or a conversational AI tool in which it kind of just generates responses, whereas an agent can actually take actions or start to take actions on behalf of a user. So until this point, the Einstein platform has been more of a co-pilot, which debuted in April, and it was primarily for internal use, basically for the use of the salespeople or the marketing teams or members of management in your organization, all internal, that are in the Salesforce dashboard working daily. And so the Einstein platform is for the Salesforce customers. The Einstein service agent is for the customers of those customers. So if you're a business using Salesforce, this service agent will be available to your customers. And according to the article here in VentureBeat, it will mostly be focused on like self-service, customer service actions, things like refunds and those types of interactions and transactions that happen a great deal in self-service portals. So this is a big step towards not only AI agents, but AI agents in use for marketing, for business, right within your CRM or your customer service platform. So big stuff for us as digital marketers. Let me know what idea you have or what you imagine could be used or tackled by an AI agent in the future. What automations or business processes are you looking forward to offloading to an AI agent? Let me know for sure. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or you found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.